الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، وفيز دو تو الله، and we ask Allah to send the peace and the blessings and exalt the mention of Prophet Muhammad, his companions, and all those who follow them on the righteous path. We continue with the Aqidah al-Wasitiyah of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. And the last thing we stopped at was the description or the statement of Ibn Taymiyyah, ثُمَّ رُسُلُهُ صَادِقُونَ مَصْدُوقُونَ بِخِلَافِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ عَلَيْهِ مَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Then his messengers are truthful and believed in whatever they say, as opposed to those who say about Allah that which they have no knowledge about. And we were dealing with the statement of مصدوقون. The Shaykh will elaborate on the difference between صادق and مصدوق. So he says, ولهذا أجمع العلماء على أن الرسل أن الرسل عليهم الصلاة والسلام معصومون من الكذب. He says all of the scholars unanimously agree. There's a concession or there's a consensus that the prophets and the messengers will never lie. They're protected from ever uttering a lie. It's impossible for them to lie. مصدقون أو مصدقون نسختان. There's two ways of saying that word. أما على نسخة مصدقون فالمعنى أن ما أوحي إليهم فهو صدق. If we're gonna emphasize on the word مصدقون, he says what that means is that which has been revealed to them فهو صدق. It is truthful. والمصدوق الذي أخبر بالصدق. And the مصدوق is the one who speaks the truth. والصادق الذي جاء بالصدق. And the صادق is the one who brings the truth. So there's the one who speaks about it, عليكم السلام, and there's the one who brings it. ومنه قول الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام لأبي هريرة رضي الله عنه حين قال له الشيطان إنك إذا قرأت آية الكرسي لم يزل عليك من الله حافظ ولا يقربك شيطان حتى تصبح. قال له صدقك وهو كذوب. يعني أخبرك بالصدق. He said this. There's an example for that particular word in the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to Abu Hurairah. May Allah be pleased with him. When he seen the shaitan in his dream a number of times, and then basically the shaitan told him, if you read ayat al-kursi, then you will remain under the protection of Allah, and no devil will be able to approach you until the morning. The Prophet ﷺ told him, صَبَقَكَ وَهُوَ كَذُوبِ. He had told you the truth, although he's a liar. يعني أَخْبَرَكَ بِصِدْقِ. يعني he told you the truth. That's what it means when he says صَبَقَكَ. فَالرُّسُلْ مَصْدُوقُونَ كُلَّمَا أُحْيَ عَلَيْهِمْ فَهُوَ صِدْقِ. Everything that the messengers have received is truth. مَا كَذَّبَهُمْ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَهُمْ وَلَا كَذَّبَهُمْ الَّذِي أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. So not the one who Allah Azza wa Jal did not lie to them when he revealed to them. And furthermore, those who delivered, like Jibreel, did not lie to them either. Everything is in the truth, the chain of truth. From Allah, the most truthful, through the angel who's also truthful, to the Prophet Muhammad SAW or otherwise, who's also truthful. So they brought the truth, they received the truth, whatever was given to them was the truth. Much emphasis on the truth. Then he quoted, وَهُوَ جِبْرِيلِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ ذِي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ ذِي الْعَرْشِ مَكِينٍ مُطَاعٍ ثَمَّ أَمِينٍ. It is a word, which is the Quran, of a messenger, an honorable messenger, which is Jibreel. He was speaking about Jibreel because he is the messenger from Allah to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ذِي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ ذِي الْعَرْشِ مَكِينٍ. Possessor of power and near to the owner of the throne, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مُطَاعٍ ثَمَّ أَمِينٍ. He is obeyed among the angels, and then he is trustworthy as well. These are all descriptions of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Okay, just so in case, because there are other times وَأَنَّهُ لَقُولُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. In Surah Al-Haqqah, it is in reference to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's, at times it is referred to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at times it is referred to Jibreel, and at times it is referred to Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal. طيب وأما على نسخة مصدقون أو مصدقون فالمعنى أنه يجب على أممهم تصديقهم. مصدقون meaning they are believed. which means it's obligatory upon the nations of these prophets to believe them. وعلى هذا يكون معنى مصدقون أي شرعا, meaning they believe legally. يعني يجب أن يصدقوا شرعا. فمن كذب بالرسل أو كذبهم فهو كافر. They must be believed. Whomever belies the messenger or accuses them of lying, then he is a disbeliever. He is a kafir. ويجوز أن يكون مصدقون له وجه آخر. It's possible that the word مصدقون has another interpretation. أي أن الله تعالى صدقهم, meaning Allah عز وجل يعني gave him the truth. ومعلوم أن الله تعالى صدق الرسل صدقهم بقوله وبفعله. Allah عز وجل gave the prophets and the messengers the truth in two ways, in the statements of Allah and in the actions. Then he will give us the details. أما بقوله, as for the statements, فإن الله قال لرسوله محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام لكن الله يشهد بما أنزل إليك. But rather Allah bears witness to that which he has sent down upon you. وقال والله يعلم إنك لرسوله, and Allah knows that you are his messenger. فهذا تصديق بالقول. In the Quran, Allah عز وجل bore witness that he knows that this is what he has sent down upon Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he bore witness that he knows that Allah is knows that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is his messenger. This is a statement from the Quran. أما تصديقه بالفعل, as for action, how did Allah عز وجل give Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم the truth and make it clear for the people? How is that understood? فبالتمكين له, by giving him power, giving him stability, establishment, وإظهار الآيات and showing his signs. فهو يأتي للناس يدعوهم إلى الإسلام. So he comes to the people, he calls them to Islam. فإن لم يقبلوا فالجزية. If they don't accept to embrace Islam, they must pay the tax. The tax of the ones that the non-Muslims pay under the Muslim government. فإن لم يقبلوا استباح دماءهم ونساءهم وأموالهم. If they refuse, then jihad was legalized, and he had the right to for their blood and for their women and for their wealth. All this falls under the jihad. والله تعالى يمكن لها, and Allah gives him ability to do so. ويفتح عليه الأرض أرضا بعد أرض, and he continued to open the lands as the Muslims moved about on earth. وحتى بلغت رسالته مشارق الأرض ومغاربها, until his message reached the west and the east. Everywhere you go there's Islam. فهذا تصديق من الله بالفعل. This is Allah confirming and giving him the truth through the action. You've seen it. Because if he was a liar, Allah would have destroyed him, as they say. How is someone going to come and say that I am the messenger of Allah? I'm bringing this, this Quran is from Allah. I am allowed to fight you if you don't become a Muslim. All this while he's a liar. And Allah will leave the people astray, not give him any signs that he's an imposter, as it happened with the other ones. You had Musaylam al-Kathab. And anyone who tried to fake to be a prophet or messenger, he was exposed. He was exposed, ala tul. But now, until today, it's clear that Allah Azza wa Jalla has backed up the Prophet Muhammad sallam in statement in the Quran and in action by seeing the message of Islam. كذلك أيضا ما يجريه الله على يديه من الآيات فهو تصديق الله. And whatever other signs or miracles Allah gave the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to do is also a form of approving him. سواء كانت الآيات شرعية أم كونية, whether it is legal signs or universal signs. فالشرعية كأن دائما يسأل عن الشيء وهو لا يعلمه. An example of the legal signs that Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was given is that he would be asked about things which he did not know. They would tell him, they ask him a question. فَيُنْزِلُ اللَّهُ الْجَوَابِ, then Allah reveals the answer. For example, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْرُوحِ قُلِ الْرُوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي, they ask you about the soul. Okay. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم doesn't know. He waits for revelation. Then Allah reveals to him what he's supposed to say. Say, verily the soul is from the command of my Lord. وَمَا أُوتِيتُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, you have little knowledge. You've been given of knowledge only a little bit. No one has the ultimate knowledge. إذن هذا تصديق بأنه رسول. This is confirming that he is a messenger. ولو كان غير رسول ما أجاب الله. If he wasn't a messenger, Allah would never answer. He would never get an answer. Suddenly give the people an answer from his own mind. Likewise, يسألونك عن الشهر الحرام قتال فيه, قل قتال فيه كبير وصد عن سبيل الله وكفر به والمسجد الحرام وإخراج أهله منه أكبر عند الله. They ask you concerning fighting in the month, on the sacred month. The sacred months, which are the 1st, the 7th, the 11th, and the 12th. say fighting in it is a transgression. But greater than transgression in the sight of Allah is preventing the people from the path of Allah and disbelieving in Him and prohibiting the people, the inhabitants of the Masjid al-Haram from entering and taking its people out is all bigger in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فالجواب, the answer, قُلْ كِتَالٌ فِيهِ, say fighting in it is a major transgression. So again, فَهَذَا تَصْدِيقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ, this is Allah Azza wa Jalla approving the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through responding to the questions that were posed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a legal fashion. والآيات الكونية ظاهرة جدا. As for the universal ayat or signs, it's very clear, the Shaykh said. وما أكثر الآيات الكونية التي أيد الله بها رسوله. How abundant are they in which the universal signs where Allah Azza wa Jal aided His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. سواء جاءت لسبب أو لغير سبب وهذا معروف من السيرة. Whether it came for a reason that we know or a reason which we do not know, it is all available in the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ففهمنا من كلمة مصدقون أنهم مصدقون من قبل الله بالآيات الكونية والشرعية. So he said, we understand from the word musaddaqun that they are approved by Allah through universal and legal signs. Musaddaqun min qabl al-khalq, and they are believed by the creation. The creation believe in the messengers of Allah. Ayyajib an yusaddaqu, meaning they must be believed. Wa innama hamalana dhalik ala at-tasdiq shar'an li'anna min an-nas man sadaq wa min an-nas man lam yasdaq, lakin al-wajib at-tasdiq. And we are saying this because still there are some people who believe and some people who don't believe. And the Shaykh saying, we're mentioning that because it's obligatory to believe in whatever the Prophets had brought, particularly Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَوْلُهُ بِخِلَافِ الَّذِي يَقُولُونَ عَلَيْهِ مَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Now this is the quality of the messengers. They are believed, they had received the truth, Allah had approved them, backed them up, then they said the truth to the people and the people believed them. Unlike those who say about Allah that which they have no knowledge of, those who speak out of ignorance. The Shaykh said, فَهَؤُلَاءِ كَاذِبُونَ أَوْ ضَالُّونَ لِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا مَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. They are either liars or astray, misguided, because they say that which they have no knowledge of. وَكَأَنَّ الْمُؤَلِّفُ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ يُشِيرُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ التَّحْرِيفِ. As if the author, Ibn Taymiyyah, is trying to hint at the people of Tahrif, the people who distort the meanings of the Qur'an and the signs, the ayat and the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِأَنَّ أَهْلَ التَّحْرِيفِ قَالُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ مِنْ وَجَيْنِ. The people who distort the meaning have spoken about Allah without knowledge in two different ways. قَالُوا إِنَّهُ لَمْ يُرِدْ كَذَا وَأَرَادَ كَذَا. First they said, no, Allah did not intend that, He intended that. Allah didn't intend hands, He intended bounty. He didn't intend faith, He intended glory, and what have you. فَقَالُوا بِالسَّلْبِ وَالْإِجَابِ بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. So they confirmed and negated things without any knowledge, without any evidence. مثلا قالوا لم يرد بالوجه الحقيقي. The Shaykh gave an example, they said he doesn't mean the real face. فهنا قالوا على الله ما لا يعلمون بالسلب. There they negated something that Allah Azza wa Jal confirmed without knowledge. ثم قالوا والمراد بالوجه الثواب. Then they went to the opposite extreme and said what is intended by the face is reward. فقالوا على الله ما لا يعلمون في الإجابة. So they confirmed something about Allah without knowledge. So they negated what is intended, then they added their own interpretation and they said, this is what is intended. Two ways they wind up distorting the apparent meaning of the verse. وَهَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ لَا يَكُونُونَ صَادِقِينَ وَلَا مَصْدُوقِينَ. So those who speak about Allah without knowledge, they are either truthful, neither are they believed by the people. وَلَا مُصَدَّقِينَ. No one believes them. بل قامت الأدلة على أنهم كاذبون مكذبون بما أوحى إليهم الشيطان. But the evidence is clear that they are liars and they are belied by the people because they are receiving revelation from the shaitan, from the devil. قوله ولهذا قال سبحانه وتعالى. This is why Allah Azza wa Jalla said at the end of Surah As-Saffat, سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Glorified be your Lord, the Lord of power and honor, from that which they ascribe to Him, that which they describe Him with. And peace be upon the messengers, and all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of everything. وَقَوْلُهُ وَلِهَذَا, يعني for that reason, أي لهذا لأجل كمال كلامه وكلام رسله. This is the reason, because of the perfection of the statements of Allah and the perfection of the statements of His messengers, قال, Allah said, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ وَسَبَقَ مَعْنَ التَّسْبِيحِ. He said, we've already discussed tasbih, if you remember. هُوَ تَنْزِيهُ اللَّهِ عَلَى كُلِّ مَا لَا يَلِيقُ بِهِ. It is to glorify Allah above everything that does not befit His majesty. Subhanallah means high and exalted Allah above any imperfection. Any imperfection, Allah is Subhanallah above it. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ وَقَوْلُهُ رَبِّكَ أَضَافَ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ إِلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم. أضاف الربوبية إلى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ, so glorified is your Lord, to the Lord of who? Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Shaykh said Allah referred it to the Lordship of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَهِيَ رُبُوبِيَّةِ خَاصَّةِ. It is a specific kind of Lordship. مِنْ بَابِ إِضَافَةِ الْخَالِقِ إِلَى الْمَخْلُوقِ. In order to refer the creation to the Creator. وقوله رب العزة من باب إضافة الموصوف إلى الصفة. This is to attribute the quality, the one who is being described with the quality, with the quality. ومن المعروف أن كل مربوب مخلوق. Everyone who is considered under, who has a Lord, is created. Anyone who has a Lord must be created. وهنا قال رب العزة وعزة الله غير مخلوقة. The honor and power of Allah is uncreated, because we know that Allah عز وجل, Allah يرحمك الله, Allah عز وجل and His names and attributes are uncreated. Uncreated because the principle is the الصفة تتبع الموصوف. The adjective or the quality is attributed and is in total connection with the one which is describing. So everything that is related to Allah is uncreated. The same way Allah is uncreated, including His speech. This is why the Quran is uncreated. And Imam Ahmad rahimahullah was tortured and almost killed because of this fitna. Because they came up with this ideology that the Quran is created. And we know that the Quran is not created because it's the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah is uncreated, and everything that is related to Allah Azza wa Jal is uncreated as well. وَعِزَّةُ اللَّهِ غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقَ لِأَنَّهَا مِنْ صِفَاتِهِ. So the honor and power of Allah Azza is uncreated because it is an attribute of Allah. فنقول هذه من باب إضافة الموصوف إلى الصفة. وعلى هذا فرب العزة هنا معناها صاحب العزة. Here means the possessor of power and honor. كما يقال رب الدار أي صاحب الدار. As you say, the Lord of the house, meaning the owner of the house. قوله عما يصفون أي عما يصفه المشركون كما سيذكره المؤلف. عما يصفون, from that which they describe him, meaning the disbelievers, that which they describe Allah with, as the author will describe, will mention later. قوله وسلام على المرسلين أي على المرسل, peace be upon everyone who was sent by Allah. وقوله الحمد لله رب العالمين حمد الله نفسه عز وجل بعد أن نزهها. Allah Azza wa Jal praised Himself after He had glorified it and exalted Himself by saying Subhana Rabbika, Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun wa Salamun Ala Al-Mursaleen. And He concluded with Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Li'anna Fil Hamdi Kamal Al-Sifat. Because in praise is the perfection of the attributes. When you say it, praise is due to Allah because of the perfection of the attributes of Allah, He deserves all praise. And we mentioned before the difference between thanks and praise. You thank someone for something you got, for some gift or something along these lines. But you may praise someone even if you never get anything from them, from some qualities they possess. So Allah Azza wa Jal deserves the ultimate praise for the qualities and thanks. Because we are benefiting actually from the mercy and from the forgiveness and from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب. وفي التسبيح تنزيه عن العيوب. And in glorifying is freeing Allah from any deficiencies or imperfections. فجمع في الآية بين التنزيه عن العيوب بالتسبيح وإثبات الكمال بالحمد. So a relation was brought between two things in these couple of verses. Allah Azza wa Jal glorified Himself from any imperfection with the tasbih, and Allah Azza wa Jal praised Himself for His perfection through alhamd, through praise. طيب. Then finally, I think this will be the last thing before we actually go into the this is extensive. Before we go to the almost the verses. قوله فسبح نفسه عما وصفه به المخالفون للرسل وسلم على المرسلين لسلامة ما قالوه من النقص والعيب. So Allah glorified Himself from that which those who opposed the Messenger described Him with. And Allah Azza wa Jal sent the peace upon the Prophets because of the peace and the safety of what they said about Allah, which was free from any deficiency or any fault. So, Salamun al-Mursaleen, peace be upon them, because when they came to speak it about Allah, they did not go against what they were supposed to believe in. They stuck with the truth, as opposed to those who opposed the messengers, who accused Allah of the worst things. And it's obvious that these believers now got Allah as a father, and Allah as a human being, and Allah as a statue, and Allah as in whatever you have, and you know, Allah is stingy, as the Jews say, and what have you, from the disbelieving concept. So the prophets and the messengers didn't go that. So Allah sent the peace upon them because of their safety. مَعْنَ هَذِهِ الْجُمْلَ وَاضِحِ. It says the meaning of the sentence is clear. وَبَقِيَ أَنْ يُقَالْ وَحَمِدَ نَفْسَهُ لِكَمَالِ صِفَاتِهِ بِالنِّسْبَةِ لِنَفْسِهِ وَبِالنِّسْبَةِ لِرُسُلِهِ. And what is left to say is that Allah praised Himself for the perfection of His attributes in regards to Himself and in regards to His messengers. فَإِنَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ مَحْمُودٌ عَلَى كَمَالِ صِفَاتِهِ وَعَلَى إِرْسَالِ الرُّسُلِ. Allah Azza wa Jal is praised because of the perfection of His attributes and sending the messengers. لِمَا فِي ذَلِكَ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ الْخَلْقِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ إِلَيْهِمْ. Because in that, the manifestation of the mercy to the creation and goodness towards them by sending the messengers, otherwise we would not know how to go about in worshipping Allah. قَوْلُهُ وَهُوَ سُبْحَانَهُ قَدْ جَمَعَ فِي مَا وَصَفَ وَسَمَّ بِهِ نَفْسِهِ بَيْنَ النَّفْيِ وَسَمَّ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ بَيْنَ النَّفْيِ وَالْإِثْبَاتِ. Now in the Qur'an, Allah, glory be to Him, had combined while describing Himself two different things. Nafi, negating, wal-ithbat, affirming. Just like La ilaha illallah. La ilaha, nafi, negating. Illallah, affirming. Innana bara'un mimma ta'budun, illa alladhi... this is the other one. Inni... فَإِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ أَنْتُمْ وَأَبَاؤُكُمْ الْأَقْدَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ عَدُوٌّ لِي إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ. إِبْرَاهِيمُ said, do you see that which you were worshipping? You and your ancient forefathers, they are enemies to me, all of these gods. إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ, except the Lord of the worlds. So the negation, then affirming. Hey. So likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla, while describing Himself, he used both ways. He negated some things and he affirm some things. Who knows an example of negation and an example of affirming? When Allah describes Himself in the Quran, there are things which He can affirm for Himself and things that He negated that could be attributed to Him. Come on. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa الحي القيوم, affirming. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. He's not overtaken by any slumber or any sleep. So he affirmed that he is الحي القيوم. He negated being sleepy or getting tired. ولم يكن قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد. He affirmed. لم يلد ولم يولد. He didn't give birth, nor did anyone give birth to him. يعني he didn't beget, nor was he begotten. The first was affirming. The second was negating. So if you read the Quran and dealing with the attributes, you will find that you go in between both. Either Allah affirming a quality or negating another. So the Shaykh will elaborate on that, inshaAllah. بَيَّنَ الْمُؤَلِّفُ رَحِمَ اللَّهُ فِي هَذِهِ الْجُمْلَةِ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى جَمَعَ فِي مَا وَصَفَ وَسَمَّ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ بَيْنَ النَّفِي وَالْإِثْبَاتِ. As we mentioned, the author, I mean Allah have mercy on him, in this sentence, had brought a relation between what Allah described and called Himself in the Quran, all through the sunnah, between affirming and negating. وَذَلِكَ لِأَنَّ تَمَامِ الْكَمَالِ لَا يَكُونَ إِلَّا بِثُبُوتِ صِفَاتِ الْكَمَالِ وَانْتِفَاءِ مَا يُضَادِّهَا أَوْ يُضَادِّهَا. Because perfection cannot be attained unless every perfect attribute is affirmed, and anything that may negate it is that may negate perfection is also negated and rejected. That's the only way you could reach perfection. So your brother, you know, say, okay, he's generous. But you will not reach the epitome of generous until you are negated from being stingy. Meaning you're always generous and you're never stingy. He's generous, never stingy. That's more perfect than saying he's generous. Because maybe sometimes you may get some moody things and you don't spend. Although your quality is to be generous. So when you affirm and negate the opposite, this is perfection. نعم. فأفادنا رحمه الله أن الصفات قسمان. So the author benefited us with something, which now alhamdulillah we learn, that the qualities are of two kinds. Affirmative and negation. A. صفات مثبتة وتسمى عندهم الصفات الثبوتية, which is affirmed attributes. وصفات منفية. First one is مثبتة, affirmed. وصفات منفية, negated. Negated attributes. ويسمونها الصفات السلبية. ومن السلب. يعني negation or you know, that's both of them Arabic words could be used for the same English word, which is negation. وهو النفي. ولا حرج من أن نسميها سلبية. وإن كان بعض الناس توقف وقال لا نسميها سلبية بل نقول منفية. Some said, you know, it's better not to use the word سلبية because سلبية is the opposite of إيجابية, which is more negative. And so they don't want to give the word which may indicate negativity. It's not just negation, rather سلبي is negative, like, you know, protons and electrons and what have you. There's a positive and negative. سلبية is negative. So they said it's better to use منفية, which is negated as opposed to negative attributes. You see what I'm saying? فنقول ما دام السلب في اللغة بمعنى النفي فالاختلاف في اللفظ ولا يضر. He said if the, in the language of the Arabs, if negative gives the same meaning as negation, then the issue is it's a terminology and the meaning is the same, so there's no harm in using either one. المهم فصفات الله عز وجل قسمان. The attributes of Allah عز وجل are two kinds. ثبوتية وسلبية. Affirmative and negative or negation. أو إذا شئت فقول مثبتة ومنفية. Or say it is affirmed and negated. والمعنى واحد, the meaning is one. فالمثبتة كل ما أثبته الله لنفسه. Affirmed is everything that Allah affirmed to himself. وكلها صفات كمال. It is all attributes of perfection. ليس فيها نقص بوجه من الوجوه. It does not contain it does not contain deficiency in any way, shape or form. Impossible. ومن كمالها أنه لا يمكن أن يكون ما أثبته دالا على التمثيل. And it is so perfect that it can never indicate resembling Allah to his creation. لأن المماثل للمخلوق نقص. Because resembling the creation is a deficiency. So it is so perfect. So this resolves the problem that they're having, those who are opposing this madhab, this methodology. It is so perfect that because of its perfection, it's impossible for it to resemble the creation. Because resembling the creation is imperfection, because we are imperfect. And if you, like a grown man and a baby, okay? If you have some qualities of a baby, then you are already belittled in the eyes of people because you're acting childish. Why? Because the child, by nature, has some qualities which are not befitting. Although you're a man and you have a number of good qualities, just simply for having a childish behavior at times will automatically drop you. It becomes deficiency for you. You lack perfection now. So why? Because you're resembling something which is deficient. A baby. So if this is the case with something, for when you say Allah's perfect, resembling the creation, which are we all deficient, we go to the bathroom, we're insufficient, we are dependent on others, we cannot guide ourselves, we cannot give ourselves life or death, yani we're deficient in every way, shape or form. So for Allah to resemble his creation, this is deficiency. Perfection entails that it's the opposite. It cannot accommodate that. So this solves all the problem. Allah is so perfect that although he says he has hands, he's so perfect that because of this perfection, it cannot resemble his creation. So don't worry about it. Just believe in it. Because it's in the Quran. And Prophet ﷺ used it in many narrations. Anywho, we will deal with that inshallah as we move on. طيب. وَإِذَا فَهِمْنَا هَذِهِ الْقَاعِدَةِ. If we understand this principle, this foundation, عَرِفْنَا ضَلَالَ أَهْلِ التَّحْرِيفِ. It becomes clear to us the misguidance of the people of distortion. Those who distort these meanings. الذين زعموا أن الصفات المثبتة تستلزم التمثيل. Those who claim that if any affirmative attribute of Allah automatically indicates resembling to the creation. Automatically indicates resembling the creation. ثم أخذوا ينفونها فرارا من التمثيل. Then they went and started trying to negate it. The affirmative attributes, they try to negate them because they're trying to escape resembling Allah to His creation. So they went from one thing and fell into something that is much more wicked. Had they taken it easy and left the affair as it is, instead of negating Allah, something that Allah confirmed Himself, then you try to negate it in order to say that, try to prevent Allah from resembling His creation. If they understood from the beginning that Allah is so perfect that He cannot resemble the creation, you wouldn't have to go there. وَمِثَالُهُ An example for that. قَالُوا لَوْ أَثْبَتْنَا لِلَّهِ وَجْهًا لَزِمَ أَنْ يَكُونَ مُمَاذِلًا لِأَوْجِهِ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ They said, if we affirm that Allah has a face, then it must be that His face is resembling that of His creation. His face must resemble the faces of His creation. وَحِينَئِذٍ يَجِبُ تَأْوِيلُ مَعْنَاهِ إِلَى مَعْنَى آخَرٍ لَا إِلَى وَجْهِ الْحَقِيقِي Then we must interpret this in another way, not the way it appears, the way it, you know, linguistically appears, because they are afraid. If they affirm that, then they are resembling Allah to His creation. They're trying to avoid doing that, so they negated the whole thing. So Allah says, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ They said, No. You cannot say that. But Allah said that, but you cannot say that. What is intended? They negated. Not face, something else. Then they affirm something from their own mind, without any dalil, any evidence. Not from the Quran, not from the Sunnah, not from the statements of the scholars, not from the ulama, from philosophers. So this is their misguidance. فَنَقُولْ لَهُمْ We say to them, كُلُّ مَا أَثْبَتَ اللَّهُ لِنَفْسِهِ مِنَ الصِّفَاتِ فَهُوَ صِفَةُ كَمَالِ وَلَا يُمْكِنُ أَبَدًا أَنْ يَكُونَ فِي مَا أَثْبَتَهُ اللَّهُ لِنَفْسِهِ مِنْ صِفَاتِ النَّقْصِ So we say to them, everything that Allah affirmed to Himself from His attributes is an attribute of perfection. And it could never ever, there can never be any deficiency in anything that Allah affirmed to Himself from the attributes of perfection. There can never be any deficiency. فَالْجَوَابَ أَنْ نَقُولَ وَلَكِنْ إِذَا قَالَ قَائِلْ هل صفات توقفية كالأسماء أو هي اجتهادية بمعنى أنه يصح لنا أن نصف الله سبحانه وتعالى بشيء لم يصف به نفسه The question, but if someone says, are the attributes of Allah يعني توقفية which means they can only be dealt with an evidence. توقفية meaning you cannot act upon it unless you have an evidence. Like they say, العبادة توقفية. Acts of worship are prohibited unless you have a دليل. To do this act of worship, otherwise you're an innovator, trying to worship Allah in a new way. So are the attributes of Allah like that? يعني can he said what we're saying is, can you or is it ijtihadiyya where a person may exert himself and assume, I believe that Allah has such an attribute, without Allah saying this about Himself? He says, so is it permissible? Can we attribute to something to Allah which He did not describe Himself with? This is the question. This is the question. فالجواب أن نقول أن الصفات توقفية على المشهور عند أهل العلم كالأسماء فلا تصف الله إلا بما وصف به نفسه He says the famous opinion among the scholars and the people of knowledge is that they are يعني conditional You cannot attribute anything to Allah unless He had called Himself with that attribute Whether a name and attribute You cannot say Allah is such has such name like they say Nasir Brother's name is Abdul Nasir Now the word Nasir, Allah Azza wa Jal, يعني did not describe Himself as one of His attributes, particularly. So some of the scholars say this is an incorrect name. You cannot be called Abdul Nasir. You can be called Nasir, but not Abdul Nasir. This is another discussion, but يعني you gotta read the fatwa about it. So they say that you cannot attribute something to Allah or give Him a certain attribute unless He had given it to Himself Azza wa Jal. It's like that. وَحِينَئِذٍ نَقُولَ الصِّفَاتُ تَنْقَسِمُ إِلَى ثَلَاثَةِ أَقْسَامٍ صفة كمال مطلق صفة كمال مطلق وصفة كمال مقيد وصفة نقص مطلق He says then we divide the attributes of Allah into three sub-categories The first is an attribute of perfection in the ultimate sense The second is an attribute of perfection which is conditional And a third an attribute of deficiency which is in the ultimate sense We will see what that means أما صفة الكمال على الإطلاق فهي ثابتة لله عز وجل كالمتكلم والفعال ما يريد والقادر as the ultimate, the quality of perfection in the ultimate sense is confirmed and affirmed to Allah, such as Allah being the one who speaks. Okay, Allah is He speaks Azza wa Jal. Al-Fa'al lima yurid, Allah does whatever He wills. Al-Qadir, Allah is the all-capable, the one who's capable of doing everything. وَنَحْوَ ذَلِكَ and what have you, and similar to that. وَأَمَّا صِفَةُ الْكَمَالِ بِقَيْدِ, as for the attribute of perfection which is conditional, فَهَذَا لَا يُوصَفُ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلَى الْإِطْلَاقِ إِلَّا مُقَيَّدًا. We do not give Allah this ultimate attribute unless it is conditional with something else, unless it's accompanied with something else. مثل المكر والخداع والاستهزاء, plotting and tricking and mocking, these were actually given to Allah, right? وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهِ, they plot and Allah plots, and Allah, وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ, and Allah is the best of those who plot. Likewise with the munafiqeen, munafiqeen, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يَخْضَعُونَ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ, they're trying to trick Allah and Allah Azza wa Jal is tricking them. Now here, this is an attribute of perfection, but we don't say, we, you cannot say Allah is mustahzi or Allah is khadi' or makir. You do not give Allah that attribute because this is an attribute of perfection, but it is conditional to something else. When mentioning them, then you mention that about Allah. Not ultimately like that on its own, as you say Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, and what have you. طيب. وَمَا أَشْبَهَ ذَلِكَ فَهَذِهِ صِفَاتُ كَمَالِ بِقَيْدِ, it is conditional. These are attributes of perfection, but they are conditional. إِذَا كَانَتْ فِي مُقَابَلَةِ بَلْ يَفْعَلُونَ ذَلِكَ, only when it comes as an opposition to those who do that. They do that, and Allah does that. And Allah does it better, indeed. فَهِيَ كَمَالِ وَإِذَا ذُكِرَتْ مُطْلَقَ, وَإِنْ ذُكِرَتْ مُطْلَقَ, it is perfect. It's an attribute of perfection if it is mentioned like that. فَلَا تَصُحُ بِالنِّسْبَ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, so you cannot attribute it to Allah Azza wa Jal like that, because on its own it may give the wrong impression, the wrong meaning. وَلِهَذَا لَا يَصُحُ إِطْلَاقُ وَصْفُهُ بِالْمَاكِرِ أَوْ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِ أَوْ الْخَادِعِ, so it is not permissible to say in the ultimate sense that Allah is the plotter, or Allah Azza wa Jal is the mocker, or Allah Azza wa Jal is the, you know, the deceiver, خادع, you know, is deceiving them. بَلْ تُقَيَّدْ وَفَنَقُولْ مَاكِرُ بِالْمَاكِرِينَ, but it must be conditional. You say, so Allah is the plotter against the plotters. Hey, مُسْتَهْزِئِ بِالْمُنَافِقِينَ, he is mocking the hypocrites. And خَادِعٌ لِلْمُنَافِقِينَ, and he is deceiving the hypocrites. So it must be mentioned to those who are doing that to begin with, then in opposition to them, this is when it comes like that. كَائِدٌ لِلْكَافِرِينَ, and what have you. فَنُقَيِّدُهَا لِأَنَّهَا لَمْ تَأْتِ إِلَّا مُقَيَّدَ. Why? Because if you read the whole Quran and the whole Sunnah, you will find that these attributes never came unless when they came as a response to others. They never came like that. Like قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ. You never heard, there's no other verse that says, you know, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ إِلَى آخِرِينَ, that one of these other attributes. It only came whenever Allah Azza wa Jal described the other, the disbelievers and the hypocrites, then Allah Azza wa Jal described Himself with that. طيب, this is the second kind. The third kind, وَأَمَّا صِفَةُ النَّقْصِ عَلَى الْإِطْلَاقِ, the quality of deficiency in the ultimate sense. فَهَذِهِ لَا يُوصَفُ اللَّهُ بِهَا بِأَيِّ حَالٍ مِنَ الْأَحْوَالِ, this one you cannot describe Allah with this quality in any way, shape or form, never. كَالْعَاجِز وَالْخَائِن وَالْأَعْمَى وَالْأَصَمِ, such as the عَاجِز, incapable, الْخَائِن, the betrayer, الْأَعْمَى, the blind, الْأَصَمِ, the deaf. لِأَنَّهَا نَقْصٌ عَلَى إِطْلَاقِ, because it's ultimately deficient. Ultimately deficient. فَلَا يُصَفُ اللَّهُ بِهَا, Allah can never be described with this particular, with these qualities. وَانْظُرْ إِلَى الْفَرْقِ بَيْنَ خَادِعٍ وَقَائِنٍ, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعٌ. He said, look at the difference between خَادِع, someone who is tricking, وَقَائِن, someone who betrays, or deceiving and betrayer. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, verily the hypocrites are trying to deceive Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jal is the one deceiving them. فَأَثْبَتَ خِدَاعَهُ لِمَنْ خَادَعَهُ, so Allah confirmed him deceiving those who try to deceive Allah. Okay, and how were they deceived? By them believing that they're going to be okay. Not only in the dunya, all the way on the Day of Judgment. The munafiqeen, they will tell the believers, انظرونا نقتبس من نوركم, wait for us, let us get some of your light. They will tell, weren't we praying with you, weren't we fasting with you, weren't we doing with you? then the lights will be out and the hypocrites will be left behind. They will not be able to move with the believers. Otherwise, they try to play a game on the Day of Judgment that they were among the Muslims. And so they are deceived because they believe that their upon is going to work now, tricking the Muslims now, and tricking Allah on the Day of Judgment. And Allah is deceiving them with them believing so, while in reality, none of this was going to happen. They are exposed in the dunya and in the hereafter. And definitely in the hereafter, if not in the dunya. Notice then, Allah Azza wa Jal confirmed that He is deceiving those who are trying to deceive Him. But look, when it came, لَكِنْ قَالَ بِالْخِيَانَةِ But when it came to betrayal, قال وَإِنْ يُرِيدُ خِيَانَتَكَ فَقَدْ خَانَ اللَّهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَأَمْكَنَ وَلَمْ يَقُلْ فَقَانَهُمْ But when Allah spoke about them betraying, Allah said, and if they want to betray you, then they have betrayed Allah before. فَمِنْ قَبْلُ فَأَمْكَنَ But then Allah allowed, gave power over them, gave others power over them, but Allah did not use فَقَانَهُمْ Allah did not use, so Allah betrayed them. Notice. When they said Allah deceived, when they wanted to deceive Allah, said Allah is the one deceiving them. But when betrayal was used, Allah did not respond with that. Because that can never be attributed to Allah. Because betrayal is a deficient quality in and within itself. Unlike deceiving, it may be praiseworthy. At war, during wartime, you're deceiving is something honorable, respected, that you brought victory to the people. You saved your family, your children, the whole country. So deceiving can be blameworthy or praiseworthy depending on the circumstances. Betrayal is something that is bad in all ways, even during war. Betrayal is something that you are not expected to do. So this is where Allah Azza wa Jal described Himself as deceiving the hypocrites. But when Allah said that they betrayed Allah, Allah did not say that He betrays them in return. Because Allah cannot be described with this quality, not in opposition to something, and not in its own. Because the quality in and within itself is deficient. Is that clear? Alhamdulillah. وَلَمْ يَقُلْ فَخَارَمْ أَنَّ خِيَانَ خِدَاعٌ فِي مَقَامِ الْإِئْتِمَانِ Because betrayal is to trick someone in the position of trust. A person is trusting you and then you trick them. This is different than deceiving someone. وَالْخِدَاعُ فِي مَقَامِ الْإِئْتِمَانِ والخداع في مقام الائتمان نقص وليس فيه مدح ابدا So betraying someone at the time where he has given you trust is something that is deficient and it can never be praiseworthy. فاذا صفات النقص منفيه عن الله مطلقا So any quality of imperfection that is deficient is negated from Allah in the ultimate absolute sense. Never can you describe Allah with anything like that. Even if the disbelievers do it, you don't say that Allah does that to them. Okay? So there are ultimate qualities which you can always consider Allah to be to Azza wa Jal. You can call Allah with these attributes and names like the All Capable, Al Qadir, Al Qawi, Al Aziz, and what have you. There are ones that are conditional when the people do something that Allah does something in return because these qualities they depend on the circumstances. They may be praiseworthy, they may be blameworthy. So if they're coming against those who are trying to be evil, then they are praiseworthy. And they are the third kind of qualities which you can never describe Allah with. Because these qualities in and within themselves are deficient. Such as betrayal and being deaf and being blind and the likes. طيب. وَالصِّفَاتُ الْمَأْخُوذَ مِنَ الْأَسْمَاءِ هِيَ كَمَالٌ بِكُلِّ حَالٍ وَيَكُونُ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ قَدْ اتَّصَفَ بِمَدْلُولِهَا He said the attributes are taken from the names, is perfection in all ways. And Allah Azza wa Jal will have the quality which it indicates. فَالسَّمْعُ صِفَةُ كَمَالٍ دَلَّ عَلَيْهَا إِسْمُهُ السَّمِيعُ So sam' hearing is a quality of perfection that has been understood or indicated by the name السَّمِيعُ, the all-hearing. فَكُلُّ صِفَةٍ دَلَّتْ عَلَيْهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ فهي صفة كمال مثبتة لله على سبيل الإطلاق. So every attribute that is understood from one of the names of Allah is an attribute of perfection that is confirmed to Allah in the ultimate sense. الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن القوي العزيز الغلحزيز الحكيم الغفار التواب إلى آخره. Any name, the attribute that is understood from this name can be attributed to Allah in the ultimate sense. طيب. وهذه نجعلها قسما منفصلا. We will set this aside. This is a separate category. لأنه ليس فيها تفصيل. There's no detailing in it. It's obvious. وغيرها تنقسم إلى الثلاثة الأقسام التي سلف ذكرها. The others are divided into the three subcategories that we have just that were aforementioned. ولهذا لم يسمى الله نفسه بالمتكلم مع أنه يتكلم. Allah did not call himself the speaker, although Allah speaks. Okay? لأن الكلام قد يكون خيرا وقد يكون شرا. Because speaking, it could be good and it could be evil. You see? لأنه وقد لا يكون خيرا ولا شرا. And it cannot be either good or evil. يعني I will talk. فالشر لا ينسب إلى الله. Evil can never be attributed to Allah عز وجل. واللغو كذلك لا ينسب إلى الله. Idle talk cannot be attributed to Allah عز وجل either. لأنه سفه. Because it's يعني feeble mindedness. والخير ينسب إليه. But goodness is attributed to Allah. ولهذا لم يسمي نفسه بالمتكلم. So this is why Allah did not call himself the one who speaks or the speaker. لأن الأسماء كما وصف الله عز وجل ولله الأسماء الحسنى. Because the names of Allah is Allah described them. And to Allah belongs the most beautiful names. فليس فيها أي شيء من النقص. It does not have any kind of deficiency. ولهذا جاءت باسم التفضيل المطلق. This is why it comes in the nature of the word is in the يعني better, أكبر and what have you. طيب. So we understand now. Anything that may possibly carry more than one meaning or may contain evil and good, Allah Azza wa Jal did not describe himself with that. Why? Because of the possibility of deficiency being in it. Because a speaker could be a good speaker, could be a bad speaker, could be a wicked speaker. I mean, there's a number of things that fall under speaker. But when you say Allah is Ar-Rahim, the most merciful, it cannot accommodate anything bad. So it is attributed to Allah Azza wa Jal. طيب. إذا قال قائل فهمنا الصفات وأقسامها فما هو الطريق فهمنا الصفات وأقسامها فما هو الطريق لإثبات الصفة ما دمنا نقول إن الصفات توقيفية. Okay, he said we understand, if a person says we understand the attributes and the division the division of these attributes, so what is the path in order to affirm the attribute of Allah if we were saying earlier that the attributes of Allah are only based on textual evidence. فنقول هناك عدة طرق لإثبات الصفات. He said there are a number of ways to affirm the attributes, and perhaps you will continue that inshallah in the next session. There's a طريق الأول والثاني والثالث, first, second and third. And then we will go to what the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah say about the messengers, which is extensive, and then we begin with Surah Al-Ikhlas and the elaborate tafsir of the surah, and then we will continue to move on with verses from the Quran, all the verses in the Quran which deal with the names and attributes of Allah, how we benefit from them in our lives, how do they increase our iman, how we worship Allah according to these names and attributes, how do we believe in them in the right way, how do we have the right understanding of them. And we will go like this as long as Allah allows us until we finish with the ayat, then we go on to the hadith. Then the book is divided like this. Then the narrations of the Prophet ﷺ, which also deal with the same things we had dealt with in the verses. Then there's the conclusion from Shaykh ibn Taymiyyah, and that's the book. So now we have, we finished the majority of the introduction. We're a couple of classes away, inshallah, from beginning the actual theme of the whole book, which is when things will become very easy. Very, inshallah, very easy to comprehend and beneficial. And everything is beneficial, inshallah, but because we will be learning who our Lord is, this will be the ultimate benefit. Because, inshallah, it will help us increase our iman. هذا والله تعالى أعلم. وما كان من صواب فبتوفيق من الله وما كان من خطأ فمني ومن الشيطان والله بريء منه. والحمد لله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.